Well, today's second reading from St. Paul the Philippians says, our citizenship is in heaven. Well, in my early years as a priest, the archdiocese had an immigration law department. Mostly it was to get visas for priests and nuns to come in, and you know, occasionally you would help some parishioners as well. And I learned immigration law, there's three main things you got to do. Number one, prove where you're from. Number two, someone has to sponsor you, family or business or church. Three, time of good behavior. I think now it's like 5 years, it's varied over time. You know, don't break the law, pay your taxes, be an upstanding citizen, and then you can become a citizen. Three main steps. Well, those three main steps are also the three main steps in acquiring our citizenship in heaven. Because the first part, prove where you're from. Well, you know, in the civil life, you need a baptism, a birth certificate. But to heaven, it's a baptism certificate. Part two, someone has to vouch for you. Well, that's easy enough. It's the two godparents that vouched for you when you were baptized. That takes care of the vouching part. But the rest of it, the good behavior, is what we do and say and conduct ourselves through the rest of our lives. And the gospel reading will let us know that those who walk with the Lord and treat others with kindness are the actions that prove that this really matters, that we really want that citizenship in heaven. And when I've given eulogies or listened to those of you who gave the eulogies, they all have one big thing in common. No one ever has mentioned, and none of you who gave a eulogy ever mentioned, how much money the person made, how much stuff they acquired. Never comes up. What comes up? Well, they were there for the kids' sporting events and they never missed their grandpa's game. They were always there to help their neighbor. They go out of their way to do something. They'd volunteer here, volunteer there, active, showing that the love that they received was being shared to other people in many, many, many different ways. That is what I was given to say at eulogies when I asked you to write things down. That's what the stuff you said, uniformly. Because we know that's what really matters in life. I mean, we need stuff to live, but we don't live for stuff. We live because God gave us this beautiful gift. We want to share that gift to others in the many ways that gift can be shared through kindness, appreciation, and good works. And that, in today, as we commemorate all those names on the banners and all our loved ones here today, those are the memories we remember, because that's what really lasts. That's what's important. And the more good memories we have, then the more we're inspired in our time on this earth, be just as kind and giving and generous and compassion to others when those moments come up. Because that's what it means to be a Christian. You have the courage to accept the love of God and then the courage to share that love with others.